This is what cracked me up, and I even emailed Brian, and I were emailing back about this when it happened, is he wants to demonstrate the enormity of Dirk in Dallas. Then you then you throw out there he's probably top seven, and then you're not even sure about that, so you throw a maybe at the end of seven.
First of all, we were aiming way too low when we said we'd get called on the carpet on Mavs Moneyball. It was actually the ticket.
Yeah, hey, I am one of those snipers.
Who knew?
I would like to take an issue with his draft points.
And since you did this, the Mavs had like the best draft everyone thinks in the end. It feels like NBA people say the Mavs did a great thing in the draft. And they got DeAndre Jordan. So what a difference a month makes, Mr. Curtis.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But yes, my Rushmore rankings were not well thought out.
Well,
I've had more time.
Oh, okay, okay. This is good because I always kind of laugh at a radio show that even tackles the idea of a city having a sports Mount Rushmore. But now, since Dirk was off yours, now I wanted to get mine, and now you have usurped mine by coming up with your little deeper thought. So I just want to throw this out here, and I'm not from here. And Brian Curtis, you, of course, are. Correct?
I am, but I'm living in exile in California, so I think we balance each other out a little bit.
Okay, but if I were to ask you your favorite football team, you would say Cowboys, baseball, Rangers, basketball, yep. Mavericks?
All that.
Just across the board.
Easy. Right. Forever.
You like hockey?
Never change.
Or how do you feel about hockey?
I don't care.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Being honest.
Okay, so I was thinking about this because I was offended. I am a ride or die with Dirk. He's my favorite basketball player of all time, and doggone it, even though I wasn't born here, he's going on my Dallas-Fort Worth Sports Mount Rushmore. So he gets a spot, and now I have to reverse engineer to figure out who else would be on there. And I submit to you, it is incredibly difficult, but here's what I went with. I went with Roger.
Okay.
Staubach's got to be up there. This is more experience dealing with people that are lifelong DFW people, and I think they would riot if I don't put Nolan Ryan on there.
I agree.
I don't think Nolan Ryan had enough of his prime here to necessarily qualify, but he does. He's got that Willie Nelson, you can't really have Texas without Nolan Ryan sort of thing. So there. And, of course, many of his biggest accomplishments and milestones were here. And then my final... I think I have to represent the 90s Cowboys, and I think the only way to do that is with the NFL's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith. So I'm leaving off incredible legends. All sorts of Cowboys legends are not on this, but that's my Mount Rushmore after I was challenged by hearing Dirk is only like seventh, maybe.
Now, are you representing Bob?
Yes.
Or are you representing the DFW Metroplex here?
Man, I have learned that I am not worthy of speaking for everyone, so that is what I put together. If someone says, oh, you don't like Brian's list, well, what's yours? So there you go. Now let's find out what you have, Mr. Curtis.
So I just don't think you can do Rushmore of DFW without all three of the triplets. So to me, it's sort of who is in that number four spot, right?
Okay.
And at this moment in time, so I'd almost go Troy, Playmaker, Emmett, Dirk, right? And we should also be clear to this. Rushmore, to me, is not the best athlete necessarily, though they're all going to be great, right? It's sort of biggest, most beloved, right? The most primal attraction of the populace to that guy, you know, in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of think at the moment, I mean, here's our test. If we did, you know, two autograph tables, I guess now they're selfie tables at like whatever public space you want.
Yes, sir.
And we put Emmett on one table, or we put Michael Irvin on one table, and we put anybody else on the other table.
Yes.
You know, whose line would be longer, right? Michael Irvin and Dirk. There's an interesting one. Whose line is longer on that?
Jake?
It's going to be 88, at least right now.
I think so, too.
Over Dirk, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 20 years from now.
How can you leave Staubach off this list, Mr. Curtis?
So I was, first of all, when I said Rushmore, I wasn't necessarily thinking four. You know, I was going to like eight.
Okay.
So if we keep going, I think Roger's right there. Roger and Nolan are pretty equal to me. then are we getting into Pudge territory?
I was going to say, I have him on mine, and I don't understand why he gets left out of these conversations. I mean, maybe it's because I was a kid whenever he was doing his most, and when you're a kid, beloved really matters the most to you.
What's the Jake for?
It's Pudge, Roger, Troy, and Dirk. And I mean, Mike Glover's my favorite player of all time, but I don't know. I feel like I can't kick Roger to the curb, and that would be the only one I would consider leaving off there. I mean, Pudge was, he was the king of the Metroplex for a few years there,
yeah.
And he was like came up when he was 19. It was so great just because he was a two-way player. There was something so attractive about the throwing. That was next level to me.
So Pudge over Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think Nolan belongs in this conversation.
I wonder if I was doing that wrong.
You're putting him on there because of commercials, I think, and because of his appeal as a...
Maybe I got that wrong, and maybe I got Emmett over Troy.
I don't know, man. Nolan was so big, and I think, I don't know how many votes, like Mac Angle of the Star Telegram gets on this list, but I think if we did a poll of the Metroplex, I think there'd be a lot of good Nolan feelings.
But for five seasons...
I know, but it was so many. And that, you got to remember, think of what the Rangers franchise was before Nolan got there.
Okay, let me ask you this.
They never made the playoffs. They never done anything.
What if you have four heads on Rushmore, like the actual one, but one of the heads is like the three triplets as like three tinier heads as one? Like almost the Trinity, Jake, if you want to get
a lot of problems.
Theological.
Really does.
What if Nolan Ryan were from St. Paul?
Then no chance.
that's absurd then.
Yeah. Although
that's part of this. That's part of this, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, I got a lot of pushback on Beltre on Twitter when this was said.
Really?
How high did he creep up?
I wouldn't even think of that.
I think Pudge over Beltre.
What about Madonna?
See, I'm with you on Madonna, but I just don't think he can crack the top five.
Let's put those two autograph lines out, and I want to put Mike Madonna, and you give me 20 guys and I can get a longer line.
20.
You're gonna have to pay people like the North Koreans with their soccer fans.
Don't try telling me Brock Marion's the line is longer.
That win.
Jordan Spieth versus Mike Madonna line.
Ooh, Spieth
would crush him.
Holy
and
cow.
I tell you what, in 20 years, Spieth is going to be on this thing.
Can I throw another?
He's
going to
need a few more majors,
thing?
But you're onto something. Yes, go ahead.
One more monkey wrench. Not an athlete, but just pure again magnetism, bigness. That hypothetical autograph selfie line. Where is Jerry Jones on this thing? For all the mixed feelings, for all the strong feelings. If I put is the Parks Mall still open? Northeast Mall, give me a mall. If I put the Jerry autograph line versus the Pudge autograph line, which one of those is longer?
Jerry routes him.
Yeah,
I think so. He might be number one.
Yeah.
Weird.
If we use the autograph line thing, then it's all Cowboys, and then Mount Rushmore is like Trump and Clinton and those guys, right? I mean, that isn't actually how Mount Rushmore works, is it?
Well, I don't think the selfie had been invented when they etched that thing in, but
yeah. Good point.
But
stone
it was,
carving,
I think
perhaps.
It was bigness. It was Americanness, right? It was symbolic, guys. I think Jerry might be in the top four.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds.
You're probably right, but not on mine.
Quick transition here, because I know you have to cover the way, or not have to, you are fortunate enough to cover the way that things are covered. And with, the Jerry Richardson statue the other day, which I would contend is the strangest statue I've ever seen in my life, it was surprising to me that we got a Jerry Richardson statue before a Jerry Jones one. This is kind of dark, but are you surprised that there's not been any major expose of the Cowboys organization and of and of what the things I've been hearing about since I was 15 years old around here, and it just seems that they are ripe for some sort of
you're not working on
for
anything,
some sort of expose,
Brian?
And it feels like a lot of this is blown over, and I'm sure there were people nervous over there, and it just they skated, I guess, or there's just nothing there.
I just don't know. I just really don't know. I don't feel I have a good sense of that, of what that world would be, And by the way, I feel with every NFL owner, we're kind of in this weird zone, right? Where we just don't know anything. I mean, we have picked Jerry Richardson and the Dallas Mavericks is like the two first big ones on that list.
No, it feels like almost almost what we've often said about our station, where, you know, we're all having fun, but a transcript of a random segment could be, you know, problematic, just because what we think is normal is probably not normal under the lens of
Huffington Post
changing times. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you just don't know perception, but then you get into the high stakes world of billionaires and the way things happen on private planes and so forth. And I almost wonder if it's the randomness of spinning the wheel.